I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, December 12th. A couple of thousand years ago, a large asteroid or comet might have been blasted apart, and we're still seeing the fireworks from its destruction, as the Geminid meteor shower, which will reach its peak tomorrow night. Most meteor showers flare to life when Earth passes through the orbital path of a comet. The comet sheds bits of rock and dirt, which spread out along its orbit. As Earth flies through this trail of debris, the solid grains ram into the atmosphere, forming the glowing streaks known as meteors. But the Geminids are a bit odd. For one thing, their parent body, 3200 Phaethon, appears to be an asteroid or a dead comet, not an active comet. For another, the meteor stream contains way more material than we'd expect to see from a body the size of Phaethon. A couple of years ago, scientists came up with a possible explanation. They used observations by a sun-orbiting spacecraft that passed through the meteor stream. They then used computer models to calculate a possible cause for the stream. They concluded that a larger body could have been destroyed. That produced Phaethon and a couple of other large remnants. But it also produced a giant cloud of dust and pebbles. So while some of the material that makes up the Geminids comes from Phaethon, a lot of it also comes from that cloud, shrapnel that makes fireworks in Earth's night sky. More about the Geminids tomorrow. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.